Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. We appreciate you tuning in and making Bluegrass Breakout a part of your Thursday. And the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram time is 109. We did kind of have a false start there. Your hostess with the mostest kind of lost track of the fact that we had Thanksgiving last week and we didn't program things the same as we do when we're live. And I did not go in there and fix that to be live today. But thankfully, Ethan, who, you know, saves me every time, he was right there to fix it. So appreciate Ethan today. And we have got a great show lined up for you, including we have Jill Hamlin here in the studio. We're going to be talking about the Mountain Arts Center and some events that they have coming up, not only for Christmas, but beyond. We're going to be talking about the Mountain Arts Center. If you've not been to the Mountain Arts Center, I highly encourage that you make a trip. I can't wait to make a trip back. It is a beautiful facility. We're going to hear about that. And coming up in the second hour, we have got local vocalist. She's a powerhouse. I love Sarah Beth Terry. Love her songwriting. I love her attitude because she's a little snarky like me. And so I can appreciate a lot of the things that she shares with her audience. If you do not follow her music page, find Bluegrass Breakout on Facebook. I have got her linked up there. She is just a phenomenal human, and I can't wait till she gets in here and shares some of her music with you. She's got that big album release coming up next weekend. She's going to be in to talk about that. But as I said, first, we're going to be talking with Jill. So welcome to the studio, Jill.
Thank you so much.
And tell folks what your actual title is that you, you're doing a lot of things you shared with me.
Yes, I'm the other duties as assigned in that work contract that everybody gets.
Gotcha.
But I am actually the assistant fine arts director for Big Sandy Community and Technical College. And with that partnership, I also work for the Mountain Arts Center, and I work with Mr. Joe Campbell there and all of his fabulous staff. So hi, guys. I know you're listening. So, you know, I'm very blessed and fortunate to have this position and be able to work with the people that I get to work with and to work with students coming into the college, but also to work with local artists and big-name artists as well. So, like I said, I'm just exceptionally blessed.
And you are also blessed musically. I made the connection. She got here, and when I saw her, I thought, I was like, as soon as the name, and I should have went and looked you up, actually, is what I should have done. But I'm like, that name, I know that name, and I'm like, isn't that a little bit more? And then I had to ask, and you were like, yeah, that's me.
That's
so tell us about your band.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. So I do get to play with a band called A Little Bit More. That's got my wonderful husband, Reed Fields. He's teaching, so he didn't get to hear the good things that I said about him. But everybody else did, so there. It's on record now.
We have proof.
We have proof, exactly. So, you know, fortunate to play music with him, write music with him, travel with him. And, you know, we're still married and we still love each other through all of it.
That's great. That is an accomplishment.
It is. I give it two thumbs up for that. But we do. We play, we write. We play in Nashville quite a bit. We actually get to play the Bluebird Cafe down there, which is really humbling and amazing, amazing process there to do that. So we're very fortunate with that. We also just have a new song that won a Chicago award. We went up on Sunday to get that. We won Best Americana Country Song for our song called Homegrown that we wrote with another group that we play with and write with called the Wayward Dolls. And they are out of Lexington. Their names are Ray and Whitney Adams. And so, you know, hi guys, I know you guys are listening too. So if you get a chance, look at their music and then check out Homegrown by the Wayward Dolls as well.
That is absolutely fantastic. And for me, it's great because folks that are listening have already heard your music. And so it's like, yeah, because we play a little bit more often. I mean, you're on our autoplay. I put you in my show and aired your songs during Bluegrass Breakout. So I think it's really cool that now it's like, hey, the circle of life. It's right here.
Full circle. Exactly. So thank you. Thank you very much.
So tell us about the Mountain Arts Center and how you became involved in the Mountain Arts Center and what you do.
Okay. Well, how I became involved, I'm still kind of really trying to figure that one out myself. It's just, you know, everybody has a path and paths take you different ways. And this one has led me to the Mountain Arts Center now. So I'm just fortunate with that. So the Mountain Arts Center, it is located at 50 Hal Rogers Drive there in Prestonsburg, Kentucky. It seats a little over 1,000 people. It is absolutely a beautiful facility. And I'm not saying that just because I work there.
I can testify. I've been there. It's amazing.
I mean, it's amazing. And again, the staff are absolutely fabulous. Whether you're coming to enjoy a show or if you're going to perform on their stage, they treat you like $1 million. And it's just amazing. The ticket prices are just, I mean, I just can't believe that we can go to really amazing shows for like $16.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just doesn't happen.
Right.
You know, but it does. It does happen, and it happens at the Mountain Arts Center. And we've got some great things coming up that I can't wait to talk to you guys about. It's just, I'm just very excited, if you guys can't tell. Sorry. I'm all smiles
right.
in radio land, so.
So what is coming up next? What is the first thing that you have on the books that folks need to know about?
Okay, well, first that would be our Kentucky Opry shows that we have, and that's the Billie Jean Osborne Kentucky Opry, which is absolutely amazing. We've got all kinds of vocalists, like Garland Rogers and Aaliyah Allen, and if you haven't heard Aaliyah, oh my goodness, she is 17 years old, and she can absolutely bring the roof down. It's unreal. Then you've got Rachel Messer, who is also on The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
That girl can sing me the phone book any day. I mean, I'm just telling you, it's like, oh, I'm just girl crushing over here right now. And then, of course, you got Sarah McCourt, that's amazing as well. And then you've got Tony Whited, that's amazing. Then you've got Monroe, that's the comedian, that's part of the Kentucky Opry there. And just, I mean, a host of amazing musicians that I could just go on and on and on about. I've got pages here in front of me of just their names mm-hmm. and what they play. And again, they're all just super nice, down-to-earth people that, you know, some of them have their own albums out or getting ready to, you know, really break out on the scene. They would love to talk to you about that sort of thing. And you will get those opportunities if you come to one of those Kentucky Opry shows. The stage crew there is amazing. The theater itself is just, it's just unreal. The backdrop that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Robert does an amazing job with the set design. So, I mean, it's a show.
And like I said, we were talking before we came on air, the one thing that amazed me, there's not a bad seat in that place.
There's not.
You can be at the farmost corner, and mm-hmm. it is still like you're just right up on the stage, and the sound is glorious. The sound in that place, I know.
Again, I'm just over here like, rolling the eyes. It's like, yes, this moment. It's like
now,
when you're looking at that Thanksgiving turkey kind of moment.
Even the name Kentucky Opry, can you give us some history of how Kentucky, little old Kentucky, has its own Opry?
Sure. Well, so Billie Jean Osborne kind of went to Branson, Missouri, and was looking at all those different kinds of shows and kind of taking it all in. And she was a lady that just kind of saw something and went for it. And she looked at that stuff and she said, you know what? If they can do it in Branson, we can do it here.
Mm-hmm.
And by cracky, that's exactly what she did. She was knocking on everybody's doors 1 o'clock in the morning. She'd be banging on the governor's door and being like, hey, we need this. And she worked her little tail off and she got the Mountain Arts Center created. And she just went from there. She saw some young kids that were picking and grinning and saw the potential. And she took those kids and she made the Kentucky Opry Junior Pros with that. And it just grew and grew and grew and grew. And now that's where we're at today.
That is fantastic. And you offer at the MAC, they offer classes. Is that correct?
Yes. So we offer classes, and you can also go online to the macarts.com, and there's a little link over there that says arts and classes, different things like that. If you click on that, it'll drop down, and you can sign up for vocal classes, banjo, you name it, we've got it. And if we don't have it, we will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's something, if you guys want to learn how to play the auto harp, okay, let's figure out how we can do it. And that's just part of the heart and the culture that we are. If there's something that somebody needs, we are there to help.
That's incredible. So with the holidays coming up,
yeah.
I'm sure there's some great things being planned for the holidays, too.
Absolutely. So the Kentucky Opry Christmas show is absolutely amazing. And it kicks off December the 13th, and it goes December 13th, 14th, 15th, 20th, and 21st. And so that's the Christmas show. It starts our Christmas season. And then, of course, then in the spring, we have the spring and summer show, which is more contemporary music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll have some bluegrass in there. You'll have some country. You'll have gospel. It's just a nice mix. It's a nice family show. It's amazing. This stuff makes for great Christmas stocking stuffers, Christmas gifts. I mean, it's just birthday presents,
mm-hmm.
anniversaries, if anybody's got one of those coming up.
Yeah. So if you need more music in your life, Mountain Arts Center is a good place to get you some.
We've got it.
great. That is fantastic. Well, I tell you what, let us take a quick, let's play some music.
All right.
And that way you and I can chat a little bit more.
Awesome.
And we will grab one here by Hammertown, another Kentucky group. Here is one called I Can Tell by the Way You Dance.
Buffalo sold soldiers were called into the fight. Backfiring up the ridge deep into the night. The soaring heat that summer, fiery ashes fell like snow. Looking through the gates of hell from Wallace, Idaho. See them laying on the ground. Men and trees all burning down. He don't care at all who lives or dies. He just digs the tomb for all of those who get swept up by the mighty devil's broom. For days we both battled the monster versus man. All hope looked lost, thought our fighting was in vain. Till God doused the devil when he sent down the rain. See them laying on the ground, men and trees all burning down.
Little Shannon Slaughter for you there with the Devil's Broom. And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV. And we are in the studio with Jill from the Mountain Arts Center talking to us about all the great things going on there. Now, you said that you've got something coming up in January that's really cool you want folks to know about.
Absolutely. So we're doing what is called a Jamuary. Isn't that great?
That is great.
Sorry, I'm a sucker for the corny stuff, so I just love the name. So Jamuary is patterned after the Warren Haynes Christmas Jam that's down in Nashville. And so what he does down there is he gets a lot of local artists and big-name artists to come, and they all donate their time, and all the proceeds then go to building houses kind of for Habitat Humanity and all that sort of thing down there. So Joe Campbell went and saw this, all right? And he said, we need to do something like this for home. So he decided to come up with Jamuary. And what he is doing and what we're doing at the Mountain Arts Center is, with a partner with Mountain Music Exchange, we are hosting Jamuary on January the 25th at 6 o'clock. And all the proceeds that are raised with that will go to buy band instruments and music instruments for the Prestonsburg High School. And this will happen every year, and there will be another school that is selected to receive these funds and these instruments. So it's going to be really neat. And for that, we've got on the bill, we've got Colby O'Brien, Wayne Graham, Luna and the Mountain Jets, Down to the River, Laid Back Country Picker, and Magnolia Boulevard.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be one heck of a lineup. It's
yes,
going to
indeed.
Be an awesome time. And again, tickets, price ranges from $15 to $25. And like you said earlier, there are no bad seats in that place. I am only 4'10". Okay, and I can sit in the very back row, in the very back of the house, and I can see like I'm right there on the stage. It's amazing. It's amazing.
That will be incredible. And now, the acts that you listed, I think there's only two that I have not heard before. But for folks that listen to Kicking It on Saturday nights here, Magnolia Boulevard, they recently went on tour with, was it the Blues Traveler?
Yes.
And I'm just like, if you've ever seen him perform, Greg Irwin, the guitarist, I call him Spider Monkey.
I can see that.
He's absolutely incredible. I mean, it would be worth the trip to Prestonsburg just to watch him and hear him there by
yes.
himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everything else is gravy. He's just, I love watching him and hearing him play. He's incredible. But yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. And the fact that it's for such a great cause.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, if folks are looking to get tickets for some of these events, I've been looking at the website.
Yes.
It is macarts.com or macarts.com. And the website is laid out just beautifully. I mean, anything, any information you need is right there, very easy to find. But definitely check out galleries and exhibits because I know I've got folks listening that love visual arts.
Yes.
And one of the things that impressed me when I was there was the Cedar Coal exhibit. And I'm really not that familiar with coal mining history.
Mm-hmm.
you know, what little bit I know, you could fit probably right there on the end of my finger. But going there and seeing some of the tools, some of the articles that were used was absolutely fascinating for me. And I felt a connection to the Eastern Kentucky mining that I never felt before, because it kind of came together for me. So that's something I can personally recommend, that I was there just perusing all of that, and they had to pull me out. The friends that I was there with, it was like, come on, we're supposed to be in the auditorium. I'm like, oh, but this is so neat. But there are so many things going on there. Is there anything that we've missed as far as what the MAC offers?
Well, and not just the coal exhibit, but we also have an art exhibit that's kind of on the other side of the main lobby from the coal exhibit. And that we showcase local artists, their artworks, their paintings, their sculptures, things like that. And those items are for purchase as well. So again, more Christmas items.
You're
helping
out
your local community. And I mean, there are some paintings right now that when I walked into my office the other day, I was like, oh, that's new. What is that? Already had sold on it. So, I mean, you need to get up there. You need to look at them. You need to go ahead and make your purchases, because this stuff goes very quickly. And it's amazing to see. And it's amazing, too, because the artists come in there and you can talk to them and learn more about what the piece is and really make those connections. Because, you know, again, being from Kentucky and Eastern Kentucky, we're very family oriented. We're all kind of like this big family circle, and if you have something, and then I have something. If I have something, you have something, and we don't mind to share. And so just being able to share in that camaraderie is just an amazing experience that I highly recommend to everyone there that comes.
Now, you were telling me before we came on air that one of the things that the MAC also has is recording studio.
Tell us
about that.
Absolutely. So Brennan Meek is an amazing musician himself, but he went and did all of his studying down in Nashville at Blackbird Studios down there, and came back home and started working with the Mountain Arts Center in their recording studio, and he's putting out some amazing stuff there. It's just unreal. He's very, very quiet and very unassuming, but he will help bring out whatever that artist really wants from the tracks that they're doing. And I mean, he's done everything from big names to he's recorded, you know, the local people, kind of like me, you know. Makes you feel like you're $1 million when you're there, but really just makes you feel like you're at home. And he doesn't mind to offer his 2 cents in, but he's not like, you need to do it this way or I'm not doing it, that kind of thing. But I mean, it's just an amazing experience. The prices are they're unbeatable. They really are. And if you want to schedule time, if you want to come in and just look around and have a tour, all you got to do is just call us, or you don't even have to call, just stop in. We're an open door policy. Just come on in. We'll gladly show you around, show you what we offer, work with your budget as well.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we are, let's see, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram time is 1:32. We do need to take a short break and take a look at our 3-day forecast. And when we come back, we're going to hear more about the Mountain Arts Center. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about a little bit more.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Thanks so much for listening to Bluegrass Breakout. We will be and clowns with a low around.
Thank you. Sunday school for your brain, rock good for your pain. Granddaddy's a local 181, he's working for the union. A wise woman told me, memories you can choose in. This is my DNA, no matter how far I get away. There's just some things that will never change. Kentucky, 1988.
And that was Miss Kelsey Walden there with Kentucky, 1988. And you were listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country. We are in the studio with Jill, and she's been talking to us about the Mountain Arts Center. Now, Jill, what else is coming up that folks need to be aware about?
Absolutely. So then on February the 8th, we've got Tyler Booth that's coming, and that's going to be a great show. As all the local people know, he's an amazing performer. His band is amazing. I really can't say enough about this young gentleman. I have met him several times. You know, being a musician as well, you know, we kind of float in the same people, that sort of thing. And so all of his band is just super nice. He's an amazing, amazing young gentleman. He will gladly shake your hand, give you a hug and big kiss on the forehead. He's just down to earth, grassroots kind of guy. So I highly recommend you guys coming to the Mountain Arts Center and getting your tickets, because again, tickets range from $17 to $22. So, I mean, it's not going to be much longer before this young man is, you know, selling out.
Yeah, he'll be out of my price range before
yeah.
long.
Mine too. So, and then we've got Tedeschi Trucks that's coming, and they will be here February the 25th. And that's, again, those tickets are going really quickly. So I highly suggest you guys get those tickets as well. That, I'm going to be working that day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be behind the scenes, but I am going to be there for that show for sure. Then April the 3rd, we've got the Nitro Comedy Tour with Catfish Cooley and Andrew Kahn. And I hear that those guys are absolutely hysterical. Might want to figure out what children you want to bring to that show.
Mm-hmm.
What age range. But definitely, I think it's going to be good for 18 and then.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good time. And then on April the 30th, we've got Crowder that's going to come. So, I mean, again, we've got all kinds of things. We're adding more things every day. If there are artists or if there are bands that you guys want to hear, that the radio audience wants to hear or wants to come and see, call the Mountain Arts Center. Send us an email. Send us a Facebook message. Give us some links to your favorite artists, and we will do our best to get them there. We are all about supporting local music, up-and-coming indie artists, and the big-name bands as well.
That is awesome. Now, again, if you want to check out their website, macarts.com, check that out, and you can see all of the information there. They've got all of their events listed and information about getting tickets. If you click on the events tab there, each show has got information and where you can get the tickets. It looks like folks are too late to get to see the Nutcracker.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is really sad for the people that did not get their tickets, because that is an amazing show. I got to watch it yesterday, actually, at work. So, I mean, the young people that come and put that on, it's with Dance Etc., they have so much talent. The energy is ridiculous. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I've got little, there's some little clowns that have a little part, and here they go running through and all of their, you know, sparkly stuff. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, just for 2 minutes worth of that energy would be worth it to
me. Oh, yeah.
But I mean, it's just an amazing production. It's great for the community. It's local theater. It's a local production, but I mean, you're not going to find anything better. I mean, it mm-hmm. is a Broadway style show. I mean, it's gorgeous. The scenery is gorgeous. The costuming's amazing. And the dancing is spectacular.
Well, folks, there's no shortage of great music and great things to do here in Kentucky, but I love seeing how Eastern Kentucky is just kind of raising the bar.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
It is. It is. So you have no excuse. Don't tell me you can't find anything to do, that you have nowhere to go to enjoy some good music or just the arts. The arts are absolutely flourishing here, and the Mountain Arts Center is one place that you can go to get your arts fix.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we are going to hear a song or two, maybe. I don't know. But we may hear a couple. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about a little bit more. And I've got a song lined up to hear from a little bit more.
Oh, my goodness.
So, but first, we're going to hear Emmy Sunshine. You guys know I've been singing the praises of Little Miss Emmy Sunshine for a long time. And this latest album that she's put out, Family Wars, is just... it gets me right in the feels. So we're going to hear the title track off of that one, Family Wars. And then we're going to hear one called Get Up Crowd by A Little Bit More. And we'll be back to talk with Jill about A Little Bit More.
These family wars. outside, but you can bet the beer is cold. People love it here when we throw down. It's always a hell of a show. It's a good crowd. See them on the floor, they're a good up crowd. Let us know they want more when they sing along. They're a get up
Welcome back. You are listening to Bluegrass Breakout on Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV. And on the web, we got all kinds of giggles happening here. And I don't know, there's just something about this studio that causes random giggles. And I'm good with it. Are you all okay with it?
Perfect with it.
Yeah.
All right. We are in the studio with Jill Hamlin, and she's been talking to us about the Mountain Arts Center. But I'm ready to hear about a little bit more. Before the break there, we heard Get Up Crowd, which is one of my favorites, by a little bit more. But also in the studio, Miss Sarah Beth Terry, the queen, has arrived.
Hello.
And we're just so excited to have both of these ladies in here. It's just like, I don't know, there's so much estrogen and so much just, oh, it's
glorious. I think is the
there
word.
You
well,
yeah.
That,
yes, she's being radio
friendly.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
She's looking up for Christmas.
That's what
she's
exactly
saying.
What it is.
Now, Jill, tell us about a little bit more. How did you get started in music yourself?
Oh my goodness! Wow, I don't think we have that much time left. So I started playing music and was brought up, of course, in church. So, you know, was singing in the choir and that sort of thing. And the gentleman that was over the music choir at the time, when I was about 2 years old, would pick me up and set me on the stool with him at the piano. And we would do piano duets in church.
You know? Nice.
And so then it just kind of went from there. And then, of course, you know, my parents at the time were like, you know, you'll never make any money playing music. Did anybody else ever hear that?
I heard that from my dad.
Yeah.
Still hear it.
Right. Music is something you do for you at home or at church. And then, you know, that's all. You need to be a dentist or a doctor
or a teacher,
whatever.
Teacher, lawyer.
Yeah, you know, something with, you know, some credentials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I went and I got the credentials, and they look great in the frame. And so now I still play music and I do
You're
all
such
of it.
A rebel.
I am. My parents raised me well. I have to say, I do have wonderful parents, and they have definitely helped me with my music career very much. I owe a lot of money to the International Bank of Dad.
There you go.
And I will always
with
owe
interest.
That. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to pay him how many musicians get paid with hand claps.
There you go.
Yes. Here is my rant. You did a great job. Thank you.
Came in exposure. They live to pay us in that, right?
I know.
But so it's good exposure.
Larry and Susie Hamlin, best parents ever. There you go. Paid in full.
Ta-da. And 20 days before Christmas, might we add.
That's
right,
exactly right. So with all of that, I played in some college bands as well, and then went to a friend's garage jam, because, you know, everybody in Kentucky plays, and mm-hmm. they don't just play, they play amazing, you know. And I heard this voice when I was walking into the garage from the car, and I was like, I need to know who that person is. And I walk in, and then I meet Reed Fields, and it was just, music love immediately. And of course, you know, we were friends for a very long time before we ended up together, and here we are now and playing and writing and doing all the things that, you know, country music says you shouldn't do, probably.
Married. You have to do this.
The married music couple making music. That's awesome. So yeah. Do you have some shows coming up that folks need to hear about?
Probably.
She's going to have to look it up. I can tell you that if you're on Facebook, they do have a Facebook page a little bit more. I follow it, and there is an album that you can purchase. I can tell you that while she's finding her schedule.
There we go.
Great country music. And you guys live in Bath County. So I told her, she's kind of like my neighbor where I live in Montgomery. So
yeah.
That's pretty cool. A lot of people say there's nothing that comes out of Bath County. And my parents lived over there for like 20 years. And I love the area. I think it's gorgeous. The people are so nice and so kind. And people that are like, Bath County. I'm like, go there. You'll see. Go there. You'll see.
That's exactly
so
right.
See, you're more proof that I was right.
That's right. Bath County is a very beautiful little town. It's kind of like a Hallmark movie, really. You know, it's got the beautiful buildings, a lot like here. You know, you just got the beautiful storefronts and that sort of thing. And everyone will wave, and if you don't wave back, you're rude. So wave
That's
when
right.
you come through town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it won't take you long to get through town. We have a couple stoplights. So, you know, just do your parade wave, wave like the queen.
And circle around the courthouse.
That's exactly right. You make the loop, and you come around, go back down to the school, turn around, make it again, and you've... I mean, it's great. Stop by. The mayor will probably be sitting outside. Say, hey, Gary, how you doing? And it'll be great. Drive by my dad's. You can't miss him. He'll
there
be there,
go.
Too.
So tell us again. You got some shows coming up?
Yeah. So December the 13th, we are actually at the Twisted Cork, which is a great little venue that's in Lexington. That place is kind of like a sociological experiment that's just went crazy. It is a full-service bar. It is a music venue, and it is a drive-through liquor store as well.
Well, where's this place at?
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
In a carpool or?
It's great, I'm telling you. And so Whitney and Ray, they run it, and Mama Sue, that's her name, Mama
died.
Sue, and Prentice. They
I smoke
own it.
So we can drive my car.
I'm telling you, I love this idea.
Let's do this.
Okay, so we got to pick a time and everybody just meet here. We'll have the bus. Everybody just get on and we go.
I know a friend with a church van. Will that work?
Perfect. I am so in. Oh, my gosh.
Can we smoke on the church van?
Sure, why not?
Just crack the window.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. So when you come into the Twisted Cork, you come in as stranger, but you will leave as family because Mama Sue is there, and she is a firecracker and a half. You're going to love her.
Oh, good.
You're going to love her. She's a little bit taller than I am, and she's just absolutely precious. And Prentice, her husband, will dance with you.
Okay, I got to stop you there. Prentice is like my hero. He is the one that dances. If you've ever seen
yes!
Wayne Graham Band's
yes!
video
yes,
on my
man.
Throne.
That is Prentice.
That is Prentice.
Oh, my gosh.
He is my hero. You don't know yes. how many times I have gone and watched that video because I was having a bad day, and it picks
it
me
makes you feel
right
better
up.
Immediately.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that is the Twisted Cork right there.
All right.
I mean, so it's a date then.
It's a date. We have to
You're
do
playing
this.
There December 13th.
13th. That is exactly right. December the 13th. So be
Which is
there.
A Friday.
It is. So you can stay all night because you'll have the van and you can crash in the van and then you can write that next song.
I don't know if we can crash in the church van. I think I already wrote that. I think my friend got pregnant that way.
Oh, my gosh.
No, anyway, other Uh-oh. Story for another day. So the 13th, what else you got coming up?
All right. So then on December the 14th, we're at the Chevy Chase Inn. And those people there, again, I mean, that place is so cool, too. It's one of the oldest places, drinking establishments, there we go, that is in Lexington. And apparently, from what I gather, back in the day, you would actually, people would bring their racehorses, and they would be inside the bar.
Oh, yes.
With the horses?
With yeah. the horses. Now, that's what I hear.
That was hearsay at Transy when I went to school there. Like, they're like, yeah, this was... You got your horse drunk too. Like you
oh,
just
wow.
come right on
yeah.
in.
Beer, so, beer from
my horses. Like
so,
really
so if the cops did a raid, I mean, do they have to load up
well,
the horses
I mean,
too or what?
I don't know if it was technically a DUI then. I mean, you're not.
And are you on?
I mean, are you
riding?
Drunk with your friends or are you on a vehicle? Like, I don't know. There's a lot of gray area
there
over
is.
There at the Chevy Chase. Yeah.
There,
all right.
But again, those people are so great there. They take care of everybody. Everybody that comes in there is just so welcoming and they support independent artists and the. I mean, it's just great.
So we just have to put the horse trailer on the church van, and we can make a weekend
perfect.
Out of it.
That is perfect.
We got this.
You're a problem solver.
All day, every day. The queen.
That's
I mean,
it. Okay.
I have to be diplomatic. Go ahead.
Love it. So then we're also doing a songwriter's round at Coffee Tree Books that's in Moorhead on January the 4th. March the 4th, we're at DiOrio's in Louisville. And then April the 5th, we're back at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville.
Nice. I got to play there the first time on Sunday night. Is that not the coolest experience?
You did the writer's round?
I was one of the, I was with the feature that night. And I was like, I'm going to throw up. And
yes.
It was great.
But you were nervous?
It's terrifying.
It's the most terrifying stage in Nashville if you're a songwriter. And yeah. I will play anywhere in the world, have played everywhere in the world, but I would not go to the Bluebird unless I was supposed to be there. I wouldn't go as a spectator. So I waited till I could go in the back door and get my own coffee. And then I was like, okay, I'm supposed to be here. So, but yeah, that's awesome. So yay for you, Bluebird.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. So yeah.
There's so many connections happening here. I'm just excited.
Well, we went to different schools together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
We're going to get matching tattoos later.
We're already working it up right now.
We're doing it that weekend that we're taking the church van and the worship.
This is incredible. Okay. I definitely have to go and shoot some video of this situation that's going to happen.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So where can folks find more about A Little Bit More?
We are at alittlebitmoremusic.com. That will link you to all of our social media stuff. Yeah, just do the Googles. You know, we're all over the interwebs.
Do you have new projects that you're working on?
Our newest thing is our collaboration that we did with Ray and Whitney Adams called The Wayward Dolls. And that song is called Homegrown. That's just been released. And it won the award in Chicago that we just went up and picked up. So that was pretty cool.
And so you're going to get me that so I can play it?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I would love that.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we're always writing, always coming out with new material. And so, yeah, we'll be shooting some more stuff
then
out
there's
too.
That whole new album with Sarah Beth Terry that they're going to write.
Right, exactly. That's going to be in the works.
Both sides of the holler.
Yes. Both sides of the holler.
That's exactly right.
I think that'll be a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, it is time for us to take a break. Thank you so much, Jill, for coming in and talking with us, not just about the Mountain Arts Center, but music in general and your music. Really, really appreciate it. And please come back.
Thank you. Absolutely. Be glad to.
And bring some of your musical friends, and we'll just get everybody in here jamming together or something.
I love this idea. I absolutely love this idea. And then when we're at the Twisted Cork, Shelby Lore will be with us as well. So it'll be a full band show. He's got some amazing stuff coming out, too. Check his stuff out as well. I mean, it's just, like you said earlier, the local music scene is just unreal, and it's untapped, but it's about to really
blow open.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. We're going to need more than a church bus.
All right, folks, so get your big tanks, because we're about to just overflow with this stuff. You're going to have to fill up.
Get your boots.
Get your boots. Don't leave Kentucky without your boots.
All right, folks, the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram time, 201, looking at 46 degrees on the Pickup Country front porch. It is sunny. It is beautiful. And we have Miss Sarah Beth Terry coming up next after the news. You stay tuned.
I've seen danger, babe. if I'd have saw it in my head. The water gets a little hot every day. You might jump on a ship before it fades away. Who are you? Before it sails away.
Take it from me. Quitting tobacco isn't easy. It can take several attempts before you can finally quit for good. So if at first you don't succeed, quit. Quit again. And remember, even though quitting is hard, you don't have to do it alone. Quit Now Kentucky is with you every step of the way. For free help quitting tobacco, text QUITKY to 797979 or go to quitnowkentucky.org.
And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV. And we're on the web at listenlikealocal.com. Appreciate you tuning in and making me part of your Thursday. And we are live in the studio with Miss Sarah Beth Terry. Welcome.
Well, hello, Will. Thank you for having me. I'm just so excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. After watching you on Facebook for so long and loving your music, loving your songwriting, loving your attitude.
Well, thank you.
I'm thrilled to have you
I'm
here.
Usually a liability, so these are like very rare occurrences when you see me in public. Like, y'all really want me to be there, apparently.
Now, the other thing that I love is that you were here, you were home.
I'm home.
Tell us about being home.
It's a whole new world now. Home's always been home. I mean, I've came home hit and miss over the past 20 years that I've been traveling. But here lately, it's like I'm being called back home, like I should come back home. And a lot of this album says that's coming out this next week. So it's really cool to be back around. I feel like my time machine worked because the people that I haven't hung out with in 10, 15, 20 years are just, we're all back to where we used to be. And I'm like, oh, this is my crew. So I'm like, my time machine has worked. I've got to alert the doctor, you know, but I'm just glad to be back and be around home folk who understand it now, who get it. Because a long time ago, the generation that I grew up around didn't get it. And now they encourage it and they sponsor it and they love it. And I'm very proud to be from Estill County.
So you were sharing with us a little bit off mic about when you were young and you were writing songs. Mm-hmm. You did not exactly get encouragement to pursue that as a career.
Not really. Now, my parents were always super supportive. I think that my dad took me to my first professional bar gig when I was 13. We had to sneak me in. And, you know, we always did that stuff on the weekends. But as far as being, like, in town, I had a lot of people that I really looked up to, teachers, mentors, who were like, you're making a fool of yourself and you're embarrassing yourself. You should stop doing this. And I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying to me. So for everybody that was so excited for me to do the next level and to jump into the Nashville scene and to go on the road and for every one of those people, there was somebody going, you're never going to make it. You got to get out of here. You got to leave town. Like, this is, you're a joke. And I have wonderful, wonderful supporters. I'm not talking bad about Estill at all. But it tends to be the bad stuff that sticks with you the longest. So I've had a lot of things to prove wrong over the past 20 years. So it's nice to be back among people who really like it. But I'm really glad that those people aren't teaching anymore, and so they can't influence
and
a younger generation.
Yeah, because basically they were discouraging.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. You're never going to make money. It's not a real job. And I'm like, okay, so what is a real job? Like, what do you think is a real job? So I've always kind of said it tongue-in-cheek, and I'm like, okay, well, how's that working out? You know, I'm enjoying what I do, and I get to sit at home all day and smoke cigarettes and go live on Facebook and write music and make money for it. So I think I've done pretty good to not have a real job. I can't imagine I could have a real job. I'm not real good with authority.
Imagine that.
Obviously.
Imagine that. That is so hard to believe, Sarah.
I mean, I'm so docile. Timid even. Shy. Really reserved.
So when did you first start writing songs? You were how old?
I've always wrote poetry. And my mother is a very gifted poet. She doesn't rhyme as much as she used to. She always had me writing something. And I think it was because we didn't have cable. So she would hand me a poetry book and an egg timer and a notebook and be like, go out on the porch and write something, anything. Just go do it. And my first song, I think I sat down at the piano at 12 years old and I wrote a song about my next door neighbor and I was in love with him. And Mom said, okay, that's great that you wrote the song, but you can't put their actual name in it because that's how lawsuits get started. So little did I know that I was Taylor Swifting long before Taylor Swift was Taylor Swifting.
Oh, wow.
Writing songs about, like, I think you're cute, love me. Like, it didn't work. You have to go big or go home. So I started writing, Lord, I don't want to tell my age, but that's a quarter of a century ago that I started writing songs. And they have really spiraled into something I have no control over anymore. It just, something will feed into my ear and I will just puke out a song. And I'm like, sorry, I didn't mean to put your name in this song, but I couldn't help it because it rhymed. And, you know, so
yeah, there you go.
But about 25 years now, so I've actually kind of known how to put things together, but it's been a fun trip.
And so do you feel like that now after this time has passed and you've gotten so much practice at songwriting, is it something that now is easier, way easier, or is it something you have to work at?
I think Margaret Atwood said it best. She wrote Scarlet Letter, but Handmaid's Tale. And I was like, William Hawthorne, where's Scarlet Letter? Handmaid's Tale, Margaret Atwood, she said, in order to be a writer, you have to write. You have to write all the time, every day, every single day, whether it's good or not, because you have to keep the juices flowing. So I write every single day. Sometimes I'll write 2 songs a week. Sometimes I'll write 70 songs a week. It just depends on how quickly I'm musing. But I have friends that have sat around with me and go, I think you're plagiarizing. And I'm like, from what? Like, oh, out of the cloud, you know. But I'll just think of it really quickly, but my head's kind of like Dr. Seuss. Like, I'll rhyme really quickly, and then I'll spit out a song because I was used to doing improv. And so we do contract writes, and we do these 10-minute songs and things like that. So it's really nothing for me to write so fast, but now I teach it. So the little tricks I've learned across the way, I'm like, hey, listen, if you'll memorize these 10 things, your songwriting's going to be so much easier. So learning that there's a science behind it and that there is an art behind it as well as creativity makes it a lot easier, but it's one of those things that you only get better at it by doing it. So no one ever just wakes up and goes, I wrote this perfect song. It was the first song I ever wrote. No. You have to work at it.
Well, and, you know, I think sometimes, especially when you're young, you feel like if you're not the best at it, the first time you do it or the second time, this isn't for me. So what made you push through and continue?
I don't know, because after about 2 weeks, I give up on everything. Like, I'm just like, this ain't working out. You know, like, I'll have a gym membership. It's not working. Well, you have to go. Well, it's not working. I'm just not going to do it. So this is the one thing that I can't math. I am ambidextrous. I can count on both hands, but I just can't math, and was never really good at science or anything that looks like that. So I had rhythm, and I knew how to write, so I just delve right into it. And there's been times I've thrown my guitar across the porch. I've hit a woman in the mouth with a guitar, matter of fact. I mean, I get angry at what I do, as most everybody does, and I just stick with it because I'm like, it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. Like, somewhere, some down the line, somebody's going to hear this song and be like, this is it. This is the moment. And this has been that kind of year. So I don't think you ever really give up. So it's kind of exciting.
Another question about your songwriting. You know, I hear a lot of musicians, songwriters talk about that their songwriting is almost like therapy, that it saves them a whole lot of money in therapy. And paying for therapy. Is your music that you write, is it something that you think helps you process things that are going on or things that you're trying to work through?
Well, I actually started going to therapy after I started writing songs. Because I'm like, I can't stop writing about this one particular subject. I think my brain's broke. And no, it really is therapeutic. And if I didn't have a guitar, I'd probably have a prison sentence. But I know how my temper is. So it is therapy. It keeps me out of trouble. It gets me into some trouble because I tend to tell the truth more when I sing than when I actually talk. So I have to be real careful about that. But it is therapy because, to me, it's philosophy. It's poetry. It's life lessons. So why not? You know, it's parables. It's
right.
You know, everything. It's scripture sometimes. But it does help you. And Dolly always said that. She was like, you know, if something's bothering me or troubling my mind or my heart, then I get out my guitar and I write. Because if it means something to me, it's probably going to mean something to somebody else. So I kind of look at it that way. I'm like, if I'm having this experience, part of the human experience is to relate to other people. So if I just put it out there, maybe somebody else will hear it and be like, that's it. And it'll help them through their bad day and save them some money on therapy as well.
There you go.
See? So just paying it forward, really. Let me go through this horrible, horrible rigmarole so I can write a song that makes you feel better. You have to live it.
That's it. All right, I am going to pull up one of your tunes. Sound of a Train. Tell us about this song.
Oh, wow, the one that's not on the album. That song came out of a heartache one night, sitting on my front porch, and I've lived a lot of places. We grew up on Sand Hill. Me and my brother both did, and we got used to hearing that train go by every single night at 10 o'clock, and would echo through that holler up off the river. When you move away to Nashville, and yeah, there's ambulances and there's sirens and there's airplanes, but there was no trains. And then I moved to Louisiana and there's no trains. And we moved to Italy and there was no trains. And I'm like, oh, I'd kill for the sound of a train right now. And my friend was sitting on the porch. She goes, are you going to write that now or later? And I was like, oh, hand me my guitar. So the whole song is just about being so far from home and wanting to be back home and living beside the train track so you can get to sleep, so you can actually get some peace. And so that's where Sound of a Train came from. And it's funny because that was one of the demos that didn't make it onto this album, but maybe the next one. So that's funny.
Well, I love it.
I'm glad you played it. It makes me happy.
Well, and knowing that it came out of being homesick and now you're home.
And now I'm here. So, and I thought about that last night when I laid my head down and I heard a train whistle and I was like, oh, now I can sleep. Like, I've always been drawn. I mean, no matter how far away I get from Irvine, I've spent my first 20 years of my life trying to get away from this place, and I've spent the past 15 trying to find a way back in. And so I miss it. It calls to you. You become part of the mountains and part of the river and part of the train tracks and part of the heritage that makes up Estill County, and it's more than the people and the places. It is a spirit. Mm-hmm. There is something about being from this town that makes you stand apart from everybody else. So now I'm trying to get back to it because I'm like, I feel it now. I feel the homesickness. And I thought, I'm not homesick. I can't wait to get away from there. And then I was gone for like a week, and I'm like, oh, Mom, I want to come home. She's like, Sarah, you're in Lexington. You'll be fine. Turn on the TV, you're fine.
All right, well, folks, without further ado, we're going to hear Miss Sarah Beth Terry with Sound of a Train.
Sometimes the silence can drive you insane. What I wouldn't give for a tin roof and rain. The air gets so heavy and sound carries too far. I swear I hear the beat of a homesick heart. Far away from here, a lonely whistle blows. The rattle and tremble would shake all the windows so. Listen close. How did I get off track and never turn back? And the white noise ain't loud enough to drown out the racket of all this pain. I'd kill for the sound of a train. A roar in the distance and cars full of coal come down from the mountain like the thunder rolls. But here in the quiet the echoes are loud. I wanna be beside her back in my home. Drown out the racket of all this pain.
of the train.
We're all busy living our lives each day, packing as much as we can into work and play. But your friends at CSEP have a thing or two they'd like to remind good folks like you. An emergency can happen almost any time, so stay connected and you'll be just fine. It doesn't really matter where the news comes from. Facebook or Twitter, prepareky.com. You don't have to study up or pass an exam. Just follow the lead of the Chemical Stockpile Emergency Preparedness Program.
The officials at CSEP, the Chemical Stockpile Emergency Preparedness Program, would like to remind you, we live in an unpredictable, fast-paced world where an emergency can happen in the blink of an eye. But it's also a world with the communications technology to keep us informed 24/7. Emergency planning information is available on social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and the PrepareKY.com website. So stay connected and stay safe.
And we are back in the studio with Miss Sarah Beth Terry. And she has got like a whole crew watching on her phone through Facebook. And she was just saying how good it feels to have people.
It's, you need people. You got to have your people. Nobody can do this by themselves. They're kidding themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do something with, you got to have your tribe.
And I think you've got a good one. I love going
in there. I've got a hive. I mean, there's not just a tribe. Like, I have a hive, and they're like, across the continental United States, and some of them are in Canada, but we don't talk about that. And some of them are overseas. But we just get together, and it's this cool little community that I have friends that are in California that have friends in Texas now because they both liked one of my songs. And I'm like, what is that? That's the weirdest thing to me. Like, that is so weird. It's like talking about, what is that shampoo commercial? And then she told you, friend, said she told you.
Right, right.
Like, that's what it feels like. And I'm like, y'all are all friends because we... We all listen to the same crap music that I write.
But awesome. See, there was a meme that used to be going around Facebook back, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago. And when I saw it, it just really struck a chord with me. And it says, if we like the same bands, we're not strangers.
Oh, I love that.
And it's just like music, when I think about the friends that I've made just because of music, being at the same show, you know, you bump up, oh, can you believe how incredible? Oh, man, I've been following this person. And you, it's just like... Family. You become family around music.
Well, you have a common thread, and once you have a common thread, you can build anything. So, and it's really neat to be, well, you were talking about being back home, is that I think there's a lot of truth in songwriting in every respect. And a lot of my friends that have known me since a child are like, who's that about? I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, just tell me. Like, okay, you don't have to tell anybody else, just tell me. And I'm like, no. No, it would spread like, mm-hmm. wildfire through this town if they knew who all the songs were about. Some of them were about the most least likely people that you would think, but it's just something that was there that was a song that day. But it's really funny because, I mean, that's the only bad side about my people. They're like, just tell me who it's about.
Well, I'm everybody like, wants no. to know the backstory. Everybody wants to
if
know.
If they listen close enough to the lyrics, they'll know everything I've ever had to tell anybody. You just have to know where the Easter eggs are hidden.
So, like, okay, here's the deal. Sarah Beth Terry is an open book. You just have to have the right code to decipher.
My life is an open Facebook.
There you go. So tell me how you ended up in Italy.
My husband got transferred to be the head of NATO over there, or not head or whatever. I don't know. I didn't really pay attention. I didn't go with him. He went over and was deployed, and I stayed in Nashville and songwrote, and I went over and visited a few months out of the year. And it was awesome. Loved it. And it was really funny. We went to this colonel's Christmas party. And we're all dressed up, you know, like when I was on post, I was Sergeant Bonner's wife. And when he was off post, he was Mr. Sarah Beth's husband. And no one really knew I was married for a long time because we don't run in the same circles. And I get over there and then the guy introduces me and he's like, I'm Colonel, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, Sarah Beth Terry. I went, oh, Sarah Bonner. And he went, did you say Sarah Beth Terry? And I was like, uh-huh. He goes, get in here. And his wife comes in there and she's like, oh my God, you're Sarah Beth Terry. My husband said, seriously, 23 years in the military and they know you because of Facebook? Like, we're in Italy right now. And I'm like, I can't help it. So Italy was awesome. One, because I had a fan club, and two, because you get to eat all the bread and wine and cheese that you could ever want. And if you're a little bit chunky, then they kind of look at you as royalty. So I was like,
wow,
I love these people.
Why am I not there?
Okay. Right. Honey, we get you to Italy. Italy.
So in your travels, where has been your favorite place besides home?
Dollywood. No, honestly, I've been a lot of beautiful places. I love Germany. I loved Russia. I love Sweden. Finland was awesome. There's a house in the bay in Finland that I'm like, that's what I'm going to buy with my money one day when I get some. And but as far as just the place that feels more like home, closest to home, is anywhere in the mountains. That's my favorite place. Whether we're in West Virginia or Virginia or Tennessee or North Carolina, you know, we go to Smith Mountain Lake every year for the Songwriters Festival. That feels like home. It's one of my favorite places. Gatlinburg feels like one of my favorite places. Tellico feels like one of my favorite places. Anywhere that reminds me of where I'm sitting right now is my favorite place to be. And it's, in the words of a really wise friend of mine, the knockoff's never as good as the real thing. So it just satisfies my jonesing for a little bit until I can get home and get elated in Grippo's and sit at the furnace and cry it out for a while. So, but other than Irvin being my favorite place, anywhere that kind of looks like Irvin, maybe reminds me of Irvin, I'm just like, yeah, I'll go there and hang out for a while. Soothe my soul.
So tell the listeners about the Church of Fitchburg.
Oh, the First United Church of Fitchburg, the Wayward Church of Fitchburg. I always told my papa, every Sunday we would take Sunday drives. We all went to River Drive Christian. That's where I grew up. As did a lot of the people in Irvin, apparently. Like, that was a starter church for, like, a bunch of people. And my first church. And so after, you know, years of playing the piano and being involved in the music program at church, and I loved it. I loved every bit of it. But at the same time, I was like, I'm not really feeling it. Because when you're working, you don't feel as much of the spirit as you want to. And every Sunday, we would take Sunday drives up to Fitchburg. And I loved that furnace. And I begged my papa. I said, can I buy this? Can you live in this? He goes, it's a furnace. I was like, so? You can put a big garage door right there. And you can put a staircase up there. And I mean, I have these plans to live at Fitchburg. So every time I come home, even if I'm just home for a couple hours, I make a point to go to Fitchburg. And it feels like church to me. That is where I gather my strength. That's, I'll sit inside one of them smokestacks and I'll write all day long. And the acoustics are amazing. So that's my church.
Oh, we have puppy.
The now, dog agrees. Tanner agrees with me right now.
That's it. Now, you have your CD release party that is coming up.
Yeah.
Tell folks about that, where, when, what they can expect.
That's a loaded question. Saturday, this next Saturday, not day after tomorrow, but next Saturday, December 14th at 6 p.m., we will be partying at Kentucky Mountain Moonshine up in Ravenna by the National Guard Armory on Cow Creek. Party starts at 6, $15 to get in the door. That includes a copy of the CD, a hard copy of the CD. We're going to preview the album and do some moonshine tastings and tell stories and secrets and stuff that probably end up on the front page of the paper one way or the other. And we did do that on purpose. I know there's a lot of music in town on Saturday night. So originally we had pushed our party way up in the night, and I was like, nope, pull it back. My girls, the local honeys, and I love them. I listen to them all the time. I think they're amazing. Are also doing an album release that night here in town. So we put the parties pretty close to each other, and they're within, like, if you start out at like 6 o'clock at my party and then party all the way up until, I think theirs is till 11, you're going to have like 5 hours of just really awesome music that spans everything from bluegrass to country to rock to, we've been known to rap if we have enough moonshine. So just come early, stay late, support all of your musicians, because it's an amazing night. It's just an amazing weekend of music here in town, and I don't want to take any of their crowd. I don't want them to take any of my crowd. So let's all just do it together. Let's just have, we're going to, as a matter of fact, I bought a whole ton of tickets today so we can be like, okay, wrap all their stuff up, grab them CDs, let's go down and see the local honey. So
that's it.
It's all about camaraderie. It's all about, it's a brotherhood, and it's a sisterhood, and it's a family. And I don't ever want there to be a, well, I could have went here, but I had to go here, or I had to go here, and I want to go there. No, we can do it all. This exactly. is Irvin. You can do anything you want to do. I mean, we pretty much do, and then we get in trouble for it. So that's the plan. So Saturday night, December the 14th, 6 o'clock, Kentucky Mountain Moonshine. We're all going to hang out, have the Estra County album release, and I'm just really excited to do it. So there's an event on my artist page, Sarah spelled with an H, like the Bible intended, and so's Beth. So just look up Sarah Beth Terry and just be like, hey, I'm going to come, and we're going to have a big time. So,
and just a reminder, this is in time for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So if you have that hard to buy for person on your list, a CD fits in a stocking quite nicely.
Or you can use it as a ninja star or coaster or frisbee. Like, you can, they're multifunctional, really.
But you'll love the music.
But you're going to love the music. But yeah.
All right. Well, folks, it is such a joy to have this lady in here with us right now. And I do believe she's going to play some music for us. Do you know what you're wanting to play?
What would you like for me to play?
Well, I don't want to play a master version of something that you're going to play live. So,
well, I'll play something that you don't have a copy of. How about that?
Okay.
Fair enough.
That's fair enough. because one of the things you mentioned, the mountains, and you brought me the Ghoulish shirt. Okay. I got to get out and look at it.
That is the brand new merch. It's the Has No One Told You About the Mountain Man shirt. And
I love it.
I love it so much. And I can't explain how much I love that shirt. But it's really funny because when you pull it up over your face, mm-hmm. everybody's the mountain man. Like,
oh,
it's a beard.
It makes the beard. Mm-hmm. See, I was like, that looks like a beard.
It is a beard.
It is a beard.
So when you know.
I'm going to have to take a picture of myself and make it my profile picture.
Where I'm the mountain man. Right. I mean, like, everybody can be the mountain man.
That is awesome.
Is that not great? My merch girl is genius.
That's it. All right. Well, let's hear this one by Miss Sarah Beth Terry. It is called Mountain Man. Tell us a little bit about the song.
I wrote it with somebody specific in mind, and I tried to paint a picture, and apparently I painted a pretty big picture because a lot of people have their own mountain man, so... There you go.
All right.
Just get to know him.
You're going to have to get to know the mountain man. Here she is, Sarah Beth Terry.
Talking devil, get you up to his level. He's a rebel without a cause. He's as red as a flame. He's as tall as the corn. Hot around the collar, running up and down the holler. Had a bottle since he was born. Has no one told you about the mountain man? A living legend on this piece of land. In his shadow, all the weaker stay.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. She's a force to be reckoned with. Miss Sarah Beth Terry with Mountain Man. And you had said something out front, and I've kind of been following some of the things you've been saying on Facebook, that you are half the woman you used to be. What has happened to you?
Oh.
She's thinking. She's like, what? What are you talking
about? I just got real, real fat, and I got tired of being out of breath, so I just decided not to be fat, as fat.
So you've lost quite a bit of weight.
91 pounds since July 1st.
And what did you do to lose it?
A lot of cocaine. No, I'm just kidding. It's really just watching everything. I don't really pay attention to what I drink because I drink L8s like they're endorsing me, and they're not yet. So if they could, that'd be awesome. But I drink all the LAs I want. I drink all the whiskey I want. I drink all the shine I want. I just don't eat all the time because I was one of those people who ate my feelings.
Mm.
So now I just chain smoke my feelings and write all the time. I don't have time to eat because I'm writing all the time. And I didn't realize it until I looked at the skin. I was like, what? These pants don't fit. I'm really excited. And so I'm only about 30 pounds from fighting weight, and then I'm going to kind of chill. But I'm at the weight now that I was in college, which is weird because I thought I was real fat then. And I was like, no, girlfriend, it gets bigger.
Isn't that crazy how your perspective changes over time?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I was a size 12. How fat was I? And I'm like, really? I want to take her and knock the dog water out of her. I'm like, now one of your legs would fit. Maybe in that. But now she's coming back. Like, I'm getting back into stage shape and touring shape.
Well, that's got to feel good.
Fighting weight.
That's got to feel good.
I mean, it don't feel bad. I wish these would go away, but they don't get any smaller. It's like everything else gets smaller, and these just keep getting bigger, and I don't understand it. And I'm like, I thought that was the first place you lost. It's kind of bull hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I see I haven't cussed once. I'm really proud of myself.
You've done excellent.
Well, usually when I'm in front of a microphone, I can help it. I have to hit so many a day, or they don't let me say them anymore. I have to hit my F quota.
All right. What are you going to sing for us?
Let's do Hinges of Hell. You want to?
Hey, I am anxious to hear whatever you want to play for us.
All right. This one was a request this morning, and I didn't send it to you. So I'll play it for you now. All right. Well, come on with it. All the mics and cameras, the better. Tune because you care, Sarah.
Two wheels or four legs, he can ride it. If it's offered out there somewhere, bet he's tried it. If he finds himself in love, he tries to hide it, so no one can ever tell. Raised up in the church, but ain't religious. He's fearless to a fault, but superstitious. And I'm convinced he lives with the intention to blow the hinges off of hell. So when the winds announce the trumpet sounding, and everything is over but the shouting, he's as much a part of this land as the mountains, so he's probably just as away. If he don't make it up to heaven, I know he'll blow the hinges off of hell. Quick to defend his kin or woman's honor, he drinks his beer but don't mind something strong. Keeps running right on down to his last dollar, and that's where he goes. I'll greet you with a grin, did you miss me? Hates being far from home here in this city. He'll saddle up and take off like a gypsy, let the black smoke roll. Announce the trumpet sounding, and everything is over but the shouting. He's as much a part of this land as the mountains, so it's probably just as away. If he don't make it up to heaven, I know he'll blow the hinges off of hell. If he don't make it up to heaven, I know he'll blow the hinges off of hell.
I gotta shake the goosebumps off after that. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. All right. Well, we are looking at right now 251, the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram time. And looks like we are at 50 degrees on the Pickup Country front porch. In the house here with Miss Sarah Beth Terry, we are going to take our very last break. When we come back, do you want to do one more?
Sure.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to close this thing down with her, and she's going to tell you how to find more of her. And we'll be right back. You all stay tuned.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Army National Guard, aired by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
And we're back here with Sarah Beth Terry, and we are going to close the show out with her. Before we go, though, and turn you loose, where can folks find more of you?
They can find me on SarahBethTerry.com. I'm on iTunes. You can go ahead and download the single. Go ahead and pre-order the album. And as of today, I don't know if I told you this, we're sitting number 5 at the country pre-ordered charts.
Nice.
And we're number 78 over all genres, over 200 different albums that went up this week, and I'm number 78, and I don't have any label support, so I'm pretty excited about that. So yay.
And don't forget, the album release party is not this Saturday, but the next 14th
at 6 o'clock. And I'm just excited, y'all. I cannot wait. It's gonna be like a family reunion, so come on down, hang out with us for a little bit and get you a copy and have a good Christmas with it.
All right. Well, I'm going to say my goodbyes because I'm planning on ending with you.
All right.
So you guys, thanks so much for tuning in. And follow Miss Sarah Beth Terry. Follow her everywhere she goes. Go to her shows. Buy her music. Buy her merch. Support her. She is a local artist that we absolutely love here. And so I'm signing off. I love y'all. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Here's Miss Sarah Beth.
And here is to all my urban boys who said you couldn't write a song about fighting chickens. Got me a pole, got me a line, and what do you know, I've already got a bite, so it's dinner to go, and a bottle of wine, no matter how long we romp and roll, as long as he's at work by nine, is he impressed or is he taken aback, it's like trying to catch the eye of a bat, talking about three things to keep his attention is cooking and fishing and fighting chickens. I heard him say we need to go and get a good spot on the very front row. Well, that's one thing still on my list. Perhaps I can't distract him with another kiss. And keep talking about thighs and trying lines and getting good seats for the feathers by Lopez. Now eyes, I realize I'm trying to feign interesting stuff he likes. There's only three things to keep his attention, either cooking or fishing or fighting chickens. I don't know that much about it, but they tell me he's the cock of the walk. And I'll be his old Betty for as long as there's talk. Got those thighs and trying to line, getting good seats for the feathers by hopes. Brown eyes, I realize I'm trying to feign interesting stuff he likes. There's only three things to keep his attention. It's bringing in a fishing and a biting all about those. Fishing and a fighting chicken. I got me a pole and I got me a line. Ta-da!
Sarah Beth Terry. Going to close this out with Estill County Rain. This is the title, right?
Title track.
Title track. Here she is. It's not going to finish because we've only got 3 minutes left, but you need to go get the album anyway. So here she is.
Estill County Rain.